Cal, Law, Ross, Dawes, Father, Tom, Thady, Sermon, Two, Music, Poor, Forty, Mary, 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 Chris.
Thank you very much. What I'm interested in is speech as well as history and other things, as you undoubtedly figured out a long time ago.
I wondered, yeah.
I don't like to say that at the beginning because then everybody watches the way they talk,
uh-huh.
And I'm more interested in doing it. And uh-huh. If you get it naturally, everybody figures it out.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. But I was wondering now about yourself. How do you feel about the way people talk? Do you think it's important to be careful about how you pronounce words or the words you use and so on? Or do you think that a matter that's not terribly important, or what?
I think it's very important. I think it caught me on one. That was kind of a new word one day. I didn't know how to pronounce.
That one throws everyone.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm not the only one. And what's the word?
Well, there are different ways of pronouncing it. I sort of like yours.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You said couple, I think. If I'm not mistaken. Some people say cupola.
Mm-hmm.
Other people do it a different way.
Yeah, I thought it was a catch in that somewhere. That's why I hesitated.
Yeah. Well, one of the major issues that people are talking about now is that they say there are big differences between the way black people talk and the way white people talk. Do you think that's true?
Well, I don't know. Now, they're so far the southern people. For me, the southern people, particularly southern white people, have a drawl to their talk that you don't notice in other areas. And it's been amusing, it's been kind of a puzzling to me because when I meet the black people from the south, they don't seem to have that
mm-hmm.
twang. And I wonder why.
Uh-huh.
For instance, as soon as when I'm listening to TV or old radio or whatnot, and I can tell when a southern person speaks, a white person.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a certain enunciation or whatever you call it that they have to their voice that northern people don't have.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's the only difference I know. That, of course, now with the black people, it's generally known that for a long time black people had no training,
yeah.
No opportunity to be trained, and naturally they didn't have the culture and they didn't have the preparation to modulate the voices or to do anything else like the white people had, and so naturally there would be a difference in their delivery of the speech.
Yeah. What do you think of the way, let's say, Jimmy Carter talks?
You can tell he's a southerner.
Uh-huh.
For me,
uh-huh.
I can tell he's a southerner.
Good.
And it's a vast difference in his speech and any president that I've ever heard.
Uh-huh.
That I've noticed that much, but for some years I've been paying attention to him, but for instance, you take Roosevelt and different others, and of course Kennedy, you know he was of a different culture,
yeah.
And their speech was very different, but Carter amuses me. I like to hear him.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have that commanding delivery that so many out here have, mm-hmm. but he gets his points over.
Sure. Have you been following this thing with Andy Young in the
Yes,
paper?
I have.
What do you think about that?
I really don't know. I don't know whether they're exaggerating about his activity and what he did. I haven't been able to fully understand. I never fully understood his role, what it was all about. He was our representative to the UN, I know
mm-hmm.
that. But what he was involved in, his relationships and that kind of thing, I don't know how to evaluate that because I'm not too knowledgeable about it.
Yeah, that's just not very clear.
Now, it's not very clear to me in his role whether he overstepped his bounds as it's being projected or what was all about.
Have you ever heard him speak?
Just a little excerpt would come in once in a while when he thinks something is being presented. But for him to give an outrageous speech, I've never really listened to him.
What about Mayor Marsh? Have you ever listened to him?
Oh yes, I hear him from time to time.
You think there's a great deal of difference between, let's say, his speech and who was the white mayor of Richmond before him?
Who was the mayor? I don't even remember.
That must have been before you came back here.
Leidinger
was the city manager. You think there was a great deal of difference between their speech? Would you notice that?
I never paid too much attention to it, but not that it would be a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this is very interesting to me because I'm very deep. You see things very clearly, and I think I'm very interested in what you have to say.
Well, thank you. I hope what I said will be embarrassing to somebody when they hear it.
Yeah.
Because I have to be me, as I say. You can get the country out of the rat, you can get the rat out of the country, but you can't get the country out of the rat.